This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Sunday, August 17th. Couple quick notes and then some thoughts on the final SmackDown before SummerSlam, the final WWE TV show before SummerSlam. First of all, Umaga out with an injury, going to miss about 6 weeks. He has what is diagnosed as a torn posterior cruciate ligament. Anyway, he suffered it at a Johnson City, Tennessee house show a couple weeks back, which is why we haven't seen him recently. He won't need surgery, but he will need to rest it. So that does fill in the or explain the curiosity that we had about what happened to the Big Show Umaga feud that just kind of went poof. So that's why Big Show is not on SummerSlam and doesn't really have anything going on other than an occasional appearance on TV with really nothing to do or say. Also, Jim Ross has commented further on the Mick Foley situation. We talked about it last week. He said he hadn't had a chance to talk to him yet. And now his response since then, this is the first update since then this weekend, is this story is yet to be told regarding whether he'd go to TNA. As Mick is still under contract to WWE until September 1st, nonetheless, no matter where he goes in the wrestling world, he will always be branded a WWE superstar. Whatever that means. I mean, I guess there's truth to that. Mick doesn't want to wrestle much, if any, going forward. And as his friend, I hope that he doesn't. Mick's body has been ravaged, and for any promotion to want to put Mick Foley in the ring on a regular basis is ill-conceived. Bottom line, what makes Mick happy will be fine with me at the end of the day, and I have enjoyed broadcasting with him a great deal. I think if you read into that, I mean, it's unfair to read too much into it, but he does talk about enjoyed broadcasting with him a great deal without saying, and I expect to be broadcasting with him again in September. They haven't acknowledged him on WWE TV. I think if they were confident he'd be back, they'd be talking about him. But on SmackDown on Friday, they didn't say, here's Taz filling in for Mick Foley. They just kind of transitioned Taz into that spot. And on Tuesday, Matt Stryker was on ECW without any sort of explanation saying that, you know, it's just temporary. You'd think Todd Grisham would, you know, make a comment here and there saying, oh, can't wait for Taz to come back. You're driving me nuts. Or, you know, Taz might say something to Ross of, well, you'll have Mick back soon to say this or that to you instead of me. You know, but there's just nothing like that. So I think they're definitely preparing for him to go to TNA at this point. Let's go ahead and look at SmackDown, though. It was the final hype, obviously, before SummerSlam, and the end of the show was kind of, I would say, a little too intense. Within the WWE Universe, I thought that Edge and Vicky Guerrero had good acting. Again, within the WWE Universe, within the way the acting is done, it's, you know, obviously a little bit over the top usually. But I thought it was a little too intense for me. I mean, I get why they, basically with 10 minutes left in the show, Edge, who had tormented Vicky late in the show of when he was in her limo, and he came out of it and dumped her out of her, I think he dumped her out of her wheelchair right away, then put her back in it and wheeled her to the ring. And then with 10 minutes left in the show, he just laid down, dumped her out of her chair on the floor, laid down next to her, and started tormenting her, just verbally talking about how, you know, we're married, we've had a rocky beginning to our relationship, which of course is an understatement, but he said, we did say our vows, and, you know, till death do we part, and that type of thing. And he said, let's enjoy looking back at what our relationship has been like so far. Then they went to a 4-minute video package that recapped the whole saga with Edge and Vicky and Undertaker, which was a good way to fill time. I don't think I could have handled 10 minutes of Edge tormenting Vicky. But then we got a few more minutes of it at the very end, and he just said, you know, till the other phrase is, till death do we part, and he just basically put her in a position to feel horrible for what she did, even though he was the one who cheated on her. But of course, he's getting revenge for her, kind of arrogantly, or getting revenge by booking him against Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell. The whole thing, I mean, it was intense. It might have sold the pay-per-view. I think it might have scared some kids who watch. I mean, it is an 8-10 program, not a 9-11 program. And I just think, I mean, man, if I'm a kid, I'm scared to watch what's going to happen on Sunday, the way that Edge talked about how he feels his brain is burning up from the inside and he's going to take Undertaker to a hell he's never experienced. It just seemed a little heavy. I guess I'll put it that way. All right. Also on the show, Shelton Benjamin and Jeff Hardy had a really good opening match. I mean, a really good opening match. 3.5 stars, 16 minutes. Really nice action. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.